Well, hello, Vetcho, and this is Mostly True Radio Show, and I am your host, Chris Austin, and we have another embarrassment of riches, those two returning co-hosts. Yay, Hannah and Kate Springer.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you.
So excited. That meant to sound more genuine.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, okay. Off to a good
you
start.
You don't have to be,
huh?
Okay?
I'm super excited.
They'll pick up on the snark, the audience.
They'll stop tuning in.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, both of them. Okay.
Oh, my parents.
Your parents. We share parents.
Do you? Okay.
Ooh.
Ouch. Let's see here. Did you guys bring stories?
Of course.
Yeah. We did our research.
You have an outline?
I've got two pages
worth.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, I've got front and back.
Hannah's page is significantly smaller than mine.
He wrote down. Okay. I mean, that's wonderful.
Oh.
It seems a little overkill for this show.
Okay, well, I hope to never
come
back.
Like, oh,
next time I won't come
prepared.
We're
overachievers, I suppose.
I mean, you're still in school. I'll give you that. So that's what a person in college does.
Yeah, I got a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the beating didn't work out with the purse. So how do you know when you're done beating?
Well, so it is done. I just have to do the sewing now.
Oh.
So the beating itself is completed. So
I am really confused.
It's a beaded embroidery, if that helps.
So sewing, beating, and embroidery.
Wow.
I don't know what there is to be confused about. But so I finished the front panel, which is all beads.
Okay.
Beautiful flowery pattern, as one does. And then I need to sew in like the back, I guess, the fabric to make the purse.
I was imagining that the whole thing was beads.
No. Just like a panel of it is beads.
Oh, like
five
beads or something.
It probably took like, yeah, only five.
They're big beads.
Yeah. No, it probably took me 20 hours.
Ouch.
I know. So much time on my hands.
I've seen this in action. And they have those little plastic cases, so they're full of beads.
Yes, yeah.
And if you tip it over,
ooh,
your life is basically
I've been beating over. Around the cat before, and she's kind of swatted at the bead tubes, and it's just beads everywhere.
My old roommate beaded, and after she moved out, I still found beads.
Really?
Months
it's like
later.
It's like
I was vacuuming, and they were there so many months after she had moved out.
It's like glitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like embedded in the carpet.
I had a friend who taught preschool. Mm. She's glitter. Yeah,
yeah,
it's preschool herpes. It gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
It spreads.
Yeah.
Painless.
Really, really terrible for the environment, too.
Is it?
Microplastics.
Come
but
on.
But they're so small.
There is biodegradable glitter, though, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what
the fun
beads?
Stuff.
How long do beads last?
Well, I imagine this will someday be like a vintage purse that someone finds.
Yeah. In I need something to put my cigarette butts in.
Vintage use purse. That sack.
Well, what I saw today was the world's oldest soccer ball.
Oh.
Which is coming from Scotland to FIFA, I guess.
Oh, you saw it with your real eyes?
On the internet. Yeah, it didn't come to that show.
Okay.
Well,
how old?
What do you guess?
How old?
Yeah.
I would guess from the 1500s. So I'm going to say.
What? You saw it too. No. That's right.
Wait, really?
Are you serious? It's 500 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing at her because I thought she was wrong.
500 years old. I bet 1542, probably.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
42 is a big year for soccer balls.
I wonder if it still works.
It's made of a pig's bladder.
Ooh.
And it was found in Queen of Scots. Like bedroom.
This, it was just found?
Mary
no,
Queen
no, no.
Scott?
It's, it was found years and years ago. It's a priceless, you know, relic that they have in Scotland.
Oh, and they're bringing it to
I
America.
So the queen was doing the little knee thing.
Yeah, oh, the juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
is
cool.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not juggling.
Juggling with your knees and your feet.
Mm-hmm. Just the one ball, though.
Yeah, not
so
very
many.
Impressive.
I'm an amateur juggler. I don't want to brag.
Ooh, the clown allegation.
On my dating site, amateur juggler. All right, who's got a story?
All that research. I've got a giraffe named Gracie escaped in Texas.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you guys see that this man has also lost wildebeest, water buffalo, monkeys, and zebras?
Who's letting
all
this
in the same day?
No, I
who's
can't
letting
imagine.
Him keep getting these?
I don't know.
It's like
Texas.
It's like an episode of Madagascar or something. Yeah. All these things escaping.
Yeah. Interesting. Did they find the giraffe?
No, the Gracie has not been found.
Still not found.
Wildebeest, water buffalo, monkeys, and zebras. And he said some of them have been found, some have not.
What? Wow. What do you think is most dangerous?
How do you lose a giraffe?
Most dangerous?
Yes, well, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm like, how has no one spotted it?
It also said she's the height of a tree.
Yeah. We all know what a giraffe. Thank you, incisive reporting.
I just thought that was funny.
Also, trees come in very many different sizes.
She's a redwood.
She's huge.
Fireproof.
I think a wildebeest. Wait, is a wildebeest like a buffalo?
No, the buffalo.
Wildebeest is the one that they migrate. Yeah.
Oh, the Lion King ones.
Yes.
GNU. News. That's what the native African, I guess, name.
Well, I guess that's not that dangerous.
None of them are pleasant.
No.
What was the first one?
Wildebeest.
Oh, second?
Water buffalo.
Yeah. I think water buffalo.
Monkeys will rip you limb to limb.
Well, how big? Is it like a gorilla?
It just says monkeys. Or so zebras. I don't think a zebra's going to do it.
Zebras
too.
Untamable. They've tried to tame zebras.
Well, did you see
forever.
Racing Stripes, the movie? They tamed that zebra.
You know,
zebra.
I did not.
Wow. Movie that we've seen and you haven't.
I think it's it's on my list.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
But the water buffalo, that was considered one of the big five if you were back in the day a safari hunter.
Yeah.
You got a lion, a leopard, a rhino, I think an elephant, and a water buffalo.
Is that right? Kate's seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are vicious.
Didn't see a panther.
No panthers?
I don't think that's in the big five.
No.
What do you think? What do you say? Leopard?
Well, it's a lion, a leopard.
Oh, sorry. And panther.
Where'd you see them?
Tanzania.
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
Very cool.
Wow. Crikey. That's Tasmania. Anyway. What are you doing down there?
Looking at the big five.
How many did you shoot?
Yeah, I can't say.
You get a tax write-off for them.
That's right. But the water buffalo—I've just read that they have vengeance.
Oh,
like if you shoot one and don't kill it,
you're done
I remember this. Okay,
yeah.
They do the thing with the fingers in the eye. Anyway, well, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That it's still.
Yeah, Gracie's been gone for 3 days now.
Wow.
That's, that's.
Do you think someone has her?
Well, it's like 2,000.
No.
So you walk around, got a bag on its head.
Yeah.
What's going on? Huh.
Well, I've got that a man fell on a bear as they were rescuing it from a tree.
What?
And so I watched the video to try and understand it better. Yeah. Bear in tree, police officers with a tarp underneath the tree to catch the bear, and then they catch it with the tarp. I don't think they broke the fall very much. But then a guy loses his balance and falls on top of the bear.
Ooh.
Bear doesn't do anything, though.
Was it AI?
Was it tranquilized?
It didn't look. I have to admit, AI can sometimes get me. It didn't look like AI.
Hmm. Wow.
If it was... Bears holding the tarp and a policeman fell in it. That would be AI.
Maybe.
Well, did they tranquilize it? Is that like why it fell out of the tree?
I don't know. Oh. I mean, it must have. They seem like they'd be good climbers, so I don't know how it got stuck up there.
Confirmed they're good climbers.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
About bears.
But they're not poisonous. That's the only thing not going for them. Well, in a similar story, I have a nurse charged with a felony for pickleball rage.
What?
Honestly, I get it. Like, pickleball gets serious.
Have you played it?
No, never have.
I've played once, and almost ended my friendship with my best friend.
Wow. Yeah. Were you on the same team or a different team?
No, it didn't end my friendship with her. I will, correction, with her parents. Us
you
against
were against
her parents.
Her parents.
Oh.
Okay. It gets serious.
Came out.
It gets serious.
Yeah, wow. It's baby tennis, I guess. So.
Yeah. It's harder than it looks.
I'm pretty sure it was invented in Seattle.
Bainbridge.
I think. Seattle area, I suppose.
And I think Pickle was the guy's dog.
Oh.
And he would like run around and get the balls when you were. Yeah.
Pickle get the balls. Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
So it's pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I learned was invented in Seattle? The wave. Like in sports games.
No. Really?
Uh-huh. Husky Stadium.
Oh, go Dogs.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Oh, that could be trivia. Oh, yeah.
Oh, people got to listen to this before they go to trivia.
That's right.
Trivia on First Friday.
That's right.
Show it out.
This show will be after First Friday.
Oh. But
never mind.
Iconic big banana car pulled over by Montana Highway Patrol.
Big banana or big wiener?
Banana.
Huh. How many seats do you think?
It looked like about four, but all the way
all
back.
All in a row?
In a row.
Where? What's the ideal spot, do you think?
Well, the
driving?
The front spot.
You think?
And he was pulled over because his license plate was obscured. But it spells out. It spells
there
out.
There is a
split.
Cherry in front of your.
I wonder if there's other fruits they do.
Well, that's what the Wiener will be. Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile is the most famous food product automobile in the world.
Yeah, and there's that peanut one.
Peanut one, really?
Yeah, down that that one that peanut one. Brand. Banana Mobile. Yeah,
interesting.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how do I get one of those?
I mean,
he made it himself. it came from a Ford. I believe I read. That explains it.
Okay, case closed. Yeah.
So we talked about this last time. The guy that bought the banana art.
Ooh, yeah.
And ate it, right?
Yes.
So
the $2 million banana art.
How is it still fresh? Because you know it's probably in the art gallery for months before this clown bought.
Maybe it was so wanted that they made it day of. And then immediately got all the
highly sold.
Yeah.
An imposter banana. That's that's wrong. That's fraud.
I agree.
But you saw it. You saw the pictures of it in the gallery. It's just duct taped to the wall.
Yeah. I don't know.
What has this world come to?
Giraffes on the loose. Bananas on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Have you heard of this thing? It's called a pop-up window, and I can't read the article. Okay. Man camps.
Interesting.
Yes. This is camps.
Describe it.
I've got to agree to cookies first. It's camps that give men confidence to approach women.
Oh.
And due to emotional hardships from their past.
Interesting. Is it in this area? I asked because I was talking to someone recently.
You
and
need somebody needs to go?
He's going to a man camp.
Oh.
His words exactly.
Oh. Is it an attempt to find a solution to the loneliness epidemic?
I think his was more of an emotional release, maybe.
Wow.
But I don't know if he's looking forward to it. He didn't seem super excited about man camp.
Yeah,
but
I think they need to work on their...
I was going
to
say...
Yeah, on their branding,
on their marketing.
I think the name is super catchy.
Man camp.
I think they could work on that.
It's too close to band camp.
You do not want to go into that. Huh. Well, I'll report back once I talk to this person once you've been there.
He's more confident around women. Yeah. I mean, come on. This has got to be a total scam.
It must be.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay,
how long is it? A week? Or is it longer than,
I'm not going to subscribe and get in my history. Oh, you've been looking at man camp.
All of your ads. That's right.
I wonder if you could put it on your LinkedIn, man camp graduate.
Man camp failures. Yeah.
Well, I've got that someone is skateboarding across the entire United States with the goal of breaking their own record and doing it in 39 days.
Wow.
So is the record 40 days?
I guess.
Jeepers.
Why would you need to break your own record?
Or maybe breaking the record.
Wow.
So
skateboarding.
Across the entire, coast to coast.
I did it on a bicycle.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it took me a year and a half.
39 days.
That just doesn't seem fun.
No.
No, all those highways, that's miserable.
Right, because the fastest way is on... I would assume some big highway. So, you're just on the side or are you in your own lane?
I use Google Maps a lot because what I found is you get on these highways. You can't go on the interstate except for southern, Arizona, because there's just no other roads. They let you ride your bike on the interstate. And it's miserable. It's so noisy. Ooh. I got so many flats because, all those tires on the semis that come off, they're all got these little radial wires, and it's just they're like little whiskers that puncture your tire over and over.
Oh my god, that's miserable.
It was, But also one highway I thought, oh, this looks good. It had a rumble strip and on the right side was about 6 inches of, you know, shoulder.
Yeah.
Because it looked like I had enough shoulder, but I couldn't really see the rumble strip on the Google. Oh, that was miserable too.
Do you feel like you've grown as a person from doing that?
I think I've probably shortened my life.
Yeah.
As a, you know, from all the jarring. But yeah, cool. It was a bucket list thing.
Yeah,
you know,
makes sense. I guess this might be.
Yeah, too. Are you gonna do the skateboard next?
I was thinking a rollerblades.
Oh,
I was thinking Segway.
Yeah, Segway. So, okay, I'm not really a skateboard guy. You skateboard?
I started longboarding during quarantine.
Oh, really?
Did it for about 1 month, and then promptly quit.
Quarantining, or
it's like this isn't for me. no longboarding.
So you push off with the same leg.
Mm-hmm. This is what I was thinking about. He must be able to do it with both,
because
otherwise
you'd be so
unbalanced.
You know, I had a dental practice that I bought, and I kept the staff, and the staff said, "Oh yeah, two dentists ago, he was from Sweden, and he got a bronze medal in speed skating.
Oh, whoa. In the Olympics?
Yeah."
Wow.
And he...
You will not live up to that.
That's tough to hear.
His right leg was like an inch and a half bigger than his left leg because they're always turning in the same circle. So crazy. One leg gets a lot more workout than
it.
And
I'm thinking
that's with the skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like one leg's all...
I would not want that.
I don't think either of us have to worry about that.
You don't think that's a worry?
He was so weird, this guy. Blanche was the assistant that I kept. She said, yeah, he came in and he decided he didn't want anybody to laugh.
What? At his leg?
Does he know laughter is the best medicine?
While they were working, he said it was unprofessional to laugh
unprofessional.
In the dental office. Yep. So she said, you know, regular patients come in and go, hey, Blanche, what's wrong?
You okay?
Wow.
That was weird.
Yeah, Blanche.
Huh. I'm still like, why don't they just let him skate in the opposite direction every once in a while?
They should do, but yeah, it's a figure eight pattern to get both curves.
Yeah.
You know, they do that in auto racing sometimes. I don't know if they still do it, but right where they cross, there were a lot of accidents.
That makes sense. That,
yeah, I can see that being true.
Like, I could have predicted that. This is just a sweet story. Seattle breaks the Guinness World Record with a dim sum party. Guess how many people? You've already seen it?
I saw it because I saw a TikTok about it.
Oh.
Being like, everyone pull up. But like, they only had a certain amount of seats so that you couldn't even get more people than.
Oh.
I don't know. They had a set amount that they were allowed to bring, I guess. Anyways, so I do know the number, so you need to guess.
1,500?
No. Only 830.
Wow.
Doesn't that feel low?
That's why I was shocked that they wouldn't let more people go.
But kind of good for Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is dim sum.
I wish I was invited.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got another world record that I didn't get from the news. I got from Vachon All saying. So shout out Vachon All.
Yes.
Apparently, someone is trying to break the Hot Wheels world record by creating the largest track, and they're going for a mile long, which would double the current world record. So they were saying,
nerds.
Everyone bring in your Hot Wheels tracks.
Really?
And we're going to make a mile
long.
Wait,
on Vachon?
On Vachon.
Vachon All, someone wanted to do it. So look out for that.
I wonder where they'll do it.
I don't know.
Burma Road.
Mm.
That big hill.
Confirmed.
Oh,
man, they'll be flying off the track. I like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow, that is really weird.
Yeah. So anyone got any Hot Wheels?
Downhill the whole way, right? For the car to go.
I think there's certain...
Don't Hot Wheels kind of wind up?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Are there parts of the track that can...
Wrong.
You're thinking of a couple of things. There's one called the...
You know your play cars.
I do. I had them as a kid. I loved Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones you're talking about, you'd pull like a...
Yeah,
and they
awesome.
Wind up.
Yeah, and they go... Wing,
yeah.
And they had one big wheel in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, that's how the winder
works.
They were
called SSTs or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No idea.
But you're right. That's how those went, but not
so the Hot Wheels just have to go downhill.
Yeah.
Well, are they trying to put a Hot Wheel on the track?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just longest track?
I imagine they have to put a Hot Wheel on it.
Oh. I mean...
And I would assume. That feels like a pretty boring world record.
There it is.
She's a beauty. A mile long.
You could have 1,000 Hot Wheels on it and just sit there. It's like LA traffic right there. Boom.
Beautiful.
I know they're going to have to close down a road or something.
I think so.
Mm. Yeah.
And it melts. As tanfluencers take over social media, Maryland dermatologist explains dangers of tan maxing.
Tan maxing.
Yes, like, getting the deepest, darkest tan you can get.
I thought we knew the dangers.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I hear it from my mom every single time.
Even when it's cloudy.
Wow.
Dermatologist says no such thing as a safe tan.
No such thing.
One photon hits your skin, you're done.
You're done.
Done for. Dead.
D-U-N.
I think there is such a thing as too tan.
When I was a kid, they sold things like Tropicana, or I think that was the name of it. And its purpose was not to block the sun, but it was an oil that the sun ray would come in and then it would bounce back to the skin.
Oof.
Like it would refract it back in. So you get the same sun over and over.
What a
to
treat.
Get this crazy dark tan.
I would just be bright red.
Little lobster. Yeah, that is not good for you. You've heard it here first, probably.
Well, this reminds me of frogs around Chernobyl.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I just saw an article that the ones that are right around the reactor with the radiation is highest, they're black.
From the radiation?
Well, what has happened is as they're, you know, they're quick turnaround in evolution because they breed so quickly.
Yeah.
So black pigment protects them from the radiation. And as you go out away, they become green again.
Evolution is amazing.
Yeah.
Rocket man.
A Florida woman was arrested after a 3-week crime spree. Because she stole $300 worth of banana chips.
What's doing bananas?
What do you
so
do
this
with
is my banana
that?
Episode. And it was from two different Publix, I believe, and they had to stop stocking banana chips.
Really?
Because they were being stolen by this woman.
Is she eating them? Is she using them for something else?
Insulation?
Like, is she doing some
craft
with them?
Oh, like a garland, maybe. Oh.
With $300.
Like you do with dried oranges. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, she was caught.
That is.
Don't fret.
That is a fetish, I think.
Maybe.
She just think hard enough. Really likes them.
But yeah, that was my first Florida man story. So that was exciting. It was a woman. But
all right, well, I got something. Florida finally, restricts the import of sloths, my spirit animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, apparently Sloth World was not taking care of their sloths. So some of them have perished. I don't know how you even tell the difference.
That's so... Sloth World as a concept is very weird.
How many sloths do they have there?
Well, they had
I mean, they must be a lot.
So many.
Yeah.
And so now they've been taken by various zoos.
Great.
Got another sloth. Wow. They can hold a breath longer than a dolphin.
Interesting. What's the purpose of that?
They do swim.
Really?
They do swim, and they're pretty good swimmers, actually.
Mm. Are they faster in the water than they are land? Yeah,
they must be to stay buoyant.
But here's what's so weird about a sloth. It leaves its, you know, tree, and it's covered in moss, right? Because it's so slow, and it helps with camouflage.
The moss growed on them.
Yep.
Growed.
And so they go down to the earth to do their business. I'm like, what? Just hang
out.
Your business.
They're
Why
polite.
Are you
They're polite.
The
Come
most
on.
Vulnerable place is on the earth where leopards, or I guess jaguars.
You don't think
because leopards are on?
Oh.
They're sitting up there hidden. And then they got.
I think they've just had some common
magazine.
Courtesy.
Give me the crossword.
Well, it's probably good for them to like get their blood moving.
Well, they don't like that. That's
their heart
stops. Such low metabolism. That's why they can hold their breath so long. They have such low metabolism.
You know a lot about sloths.
Well,
a lot of weird animal
facts. Spirit animal. I actually, when I was working at that museum, I mentioned that last time that you're not going to, apparently.
Maybe I will now. I just haven't been before.
Right. Well, they had a bone from a sloth. And the guy was looking at it, the real paleontologist. And I walked up. I went, that looks like a clavicle, you know, collarbone. And the other senior curator goes, that's what it is. You're in the literature now.
Oh.
Woo!
Wow.
I'm in the sloth literature, man.
Wow. Truly, I could look you up.
I don't know.
He
was just pulling my
friend
chain.
Friend took a mammalogy class once, and they had a bone bag where you would stick your hand in a bag.
Oh!
And you had to determine the bone.
That's so cool.
Purely via feel.
Oh, you couldn't look at it.
No, it was a bone bag. So it was closed.
That is not a practical skill, really. You can't look at it.
But you gotta tell me what it is. And I can't remember if it was animals or human bones. Probably animal.
Maybe both.
Could be both.
Mm-hmm. You don't know which.
But the one she got was like an inner cheekbone, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
A zygomatic arch.
Did she guess it right?
I think she did.
Wow.
She's very smart.
Well, the sloth is the only mammal that has 6 cervical vertebrae. Everybody else has got 7. Giraffes got 7. You got 7. Hmm. This sloth's like, 6 is fine.
Wait, that's all I need.
I don't need that last one.
I'm not doing much.
And that's your sloth lecture for
tonight. I can't wait to tell people all I've learned.
Well, as you guys know, the World Cup is happening right now.
Of course.
Soccer ball and all. Apparently, people have found out about ranch. And TSA has had to remind everybody that ranch has to go in a checked bag because so many people are trying to take ranch home to like other countries and
America
trying to bring it.
Amazing.
And they were trying to bring it on the planes. And so TSA, I guess, has special instruction now to make sure people put it in their checked bags.
They should learn about powdered ranch.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. You don't know powdered ranch?
I don't know powdered
ranch in powdered form, and then you add water or whatever.
Or you just put it on stuff, like put that on some popcorn.
Get out.
Wow.
You guys, study your snacks.
Crazy talk.
But yeah,
I have seen a lot of things of like, oh my gosh, we're in Pancake House or whatever for the first time. This is amazing. Applebee's is amazing.
You must go to Red Robin.
This place is so good.
Well, I got a world champion poker story.
Okay.
First of all, watching somebody play cards is
so boring. It is so boring. It's like golf.
I wanted to get that out first. But apparently there's a thing called a card holder, and you put it, I guess, either on your hand, so maybe the wind doesn't blow
well,
it, or you put
tired.
It on your chips. Well, his was a sex toy. And there was nothing explicitly written in the rule book that you can't use a sex toy.
So I wonder if it was a distraction technique.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. I'd be distracted.
They got pretty miffed at him. He's like, hey, put it in the rules and I'll do it.
So is it in the rules now that you can't
do that? Yeah. It's
must
penciled
be.
In right now.
You don't do it again.
Okay. What else?
I've got a 63-year-old man from Canada was charged with driving under the influence in a kayak. Yeah,
what?
Stole a kayak, and then he was using a shovel as a oar.
And I believe he brought his own shovel.
I don't know. He couldn't get back to shore due to the intoxication. And so he was okay, but he was charged.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Where did he find a two-handed shovel? Okay, got it.
Maybe he made it. He put two shovels together.
He's doing two
I
at
can't
once.
They weren't hockey sticks.
Yeah, that'd really bring Canada together.
Posers. Wow, you know, that's
innovative,
cool
really. I bet he was just like, that water looks so good right now.
I'm going to steal
I
a
must
kayak.
Be out on it.
I have to be there.
I respect it.
Where was this in Canada? Do you know?
No, I only read the headline.
Okay, fine. You're doing exactly what I
It's a pretty small country.
Goat jumps onto roof of SUV, escapes sheriff's deputies in Ohio.
So
my question is, was the SUV moving? Did they ever catch
it's like
the
Subway
goat?
Subway Surfers.
And then it stole a kayak.
A lot of missing animals this week.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, and did they ever find that goat? Or did
beats me.
Was it the guy in Texas? Was he the goat owner?
Yeah, it's not good
Goat's
enough for him.
Too boring for him.
I got an 84-year-old woman in Texas who a guy was mowing his lawn at 8:15 p.m.
Ooh, that's pretty late.
Well, it was for her because she came out with a gun and started blasting away.
Oh, now that feels like an overreaction.
Yeah.
Could have started with a, hey, can you keep it down?
I do think lawn mowing 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, your dad the other day? Right outside my window at 7:45 lawn mowing. And I told him what I thought about that.
Wow. Wait, so she didn't shoot at him?
No,
just
she shot
into
the ground.
Oh, God. That's totally fine.
Yeah, in Texas, that's
you
like
being
polite. You
can do whatever you want.
It's like a hello.
I mean,
Hey.
That's basically the same level of mowing the lawn at 8 p.m.
In that same realm, I have a detective in South Carolina was arrested for pointing his gun at a coworker who reheated her fish in the microwave.
That's justified homicide, right? There,
I kind of agree.
Wow.
That it's criminal behavior.
It's a felony at least.
But yeah, he was, I don't think he's in jail, but he was taken, his badge was taken. Mm. So he didn't shoot.
What about her badge?
Yeah, right.
No, I think she's still caught. Yeah. But maybe she won't microwave her fish anymore.
I wouldn't.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, where was this?
Well, in South Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Let's see here. I got a story about the extreme heat improving governance meeting was canceled. Why?
Extreme heat. Mm-hmm. Wait, one more time.
Extreme heat governing council. Like, how are we going to combat?
How are we
going to
deal with this?
The climate change.
It was probably too hot. Right?
Ah, there it is. Canceled due to extreme
canceled
heat.
Due to heat. Wow. It's been too hot. I'll say it.
First thing I said to Hannah when we saw each other today was, it's real hot out.
What is it? 70?
Yeah. And you know what? Too hot.
It's June.
Well, when I lived in Southern California, I would cycle at 105.
Right? There's a reason I don't live there and over the summer.
Well, here's what's weird. I first moved here and somebody said, oh, it's 80. I'm dying. It's 80. And I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Now I'm dying when it's 80.
Yeah.
I really, yes, accommodate
to
whatever.
That's like when it's 65 in Southern California and I put all my layers on.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Well, I've got a Wisconsin driver moved a barrier and then drove her pickup truck through wet concrete.
Did she get mad?
Probably. Just how dare you put wet concrete there?
Wow. Yeah. That our mother-in-law flooded one Thanksgiving, and as kind of a joke, we told her uncle.
Hold on, but your mother-in-law.
Oh, sorry, like guest house.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's, you know, pretty tragic. Like, that sucks. But we sent our uncle over there, like, just go take a peek.
Yeah.
And he comes back furious. He's so mad because his socks are wet. Like, he is so angry at us that we would send him over there.
And get wet socks.
And get wet socks. And we were like, our pipes burst.
We told you to come sockless.
No barefoot island.
No one said you had to walk in the water.
Wow.
Well,
I wonder what kind of...
What's the outcome?
Of the concrete or the socks?
The socks.
Oh, well, insurance covered
them away.
A full renovation of said guest house.
They were donated to the dryer. Here, you got two free. You don't have to steal them.
So it all ended up fine, but...
What was the source of...
Pipes burst. Cold.
Oh, cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cold. Oh, 165 again.
I mean.
All right, I got a cool story. Deputies in Sacramento use a drone to disarm a bad guy.
Whoa.
So this guy's in a house, right? And he's all standoffish. The police got it surrounded and he's not communicating. So they send this drone in and the drone is like going from room to room. It's got a camera on it, right?
Oh.
And they go and they see him and he's in this little room and they think he's either dead or he's waiting, mm-hmm. you know, hiding, going to jump us. So they bring a drone back. They put a giant magnet on it.
What?
And they send it back in and they grab the knife out of his hand with the magnet.
Oh.
And take it away.
That's mine now.
Did he hear the drone? You know how drones are kind of loud?
They're kind of loud.
Did he just...
He didn't fight it.
He didn't fight it, I guess.
He was alive.
I feel like I
would have
held my knife a little tighter.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it's not like the drone snuck up on him.
Well...
Pretty cool technology, though.
And they said...
Smart.
The plan B was Buster, which is one of those robotic dogs.
What?
I mean, this is Sacramento's got a crazy robot budget.
All sorts of robots down there.
Oh,
yeah, cool, they climb over stuff, and that's why they like to have Buster, the robot dog.
Buster.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, speaking of dogs, I heard that one carried an armadillo into his house in Oklahoma the other day.
Very cool.
Armadillo was alive. Huh. What do you
Are
do when you're
armadillo's the one that roll up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
it's like a ball.
Yeah.
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 He was probably playing fetch.
All of a sudden it unfolds and there's an armadillo in your house.
In Oklahoma, I didn't know we had armadillos in the States.
When I took...
I thought that was in Australia.
Comparative anatomy way back, just after the invention of anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
They said that armadillos are the only mammal migrating north.
Oh.
Yeah, and as it gets hotter, they mm-hmm. can... There's more...
They can go more north.
More north. Oh.
Yeah. That's how they got here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're weird animals.
Yeah.
That there's like a...
What do you... Give us an armadillo fun fact. I feel like you've got to have...
That was a good one.
You've got to have one.
There's the pink... Whoa, what do they call it? Pink fairy armadillo? That is so weird. That's my only fact.
I'll look it up.
It's more of a visual story.
Okay.
Speaking of the World Cup, I just wrote down a few things that were on menus.
Oh, interesting.
And in Mexico, there was caviar-loaded tater tots for $75.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then for $75, which I honestly, it felt cheap. Call me crazy. And then there's a $40 5-pound empanada.
Wow.
Which they said either for the brave of heart or to share.
You know, I've tried to eat a 4.5-pound burrito before.
Really?
Yeah, Kate tried to do an eating challenge.
And it's a lot harder than you think. You go in with such confidence, and then you get halfway through the burrito, and you're like, wow, there's still half of this thing left. So I would say share that empanada.
But yeah.
And also ranch.
Oh.
From the World Cup.
From the World Cup.
Yeah, lots of good food stuff.
Yeah.
I got some good news for everybody. Mm. Cleaning your toilet regularly might be killing you, suggests study.
What study?
Probably.
Killing you.
Interesting.
Well, it's not from the Clorox conglomerate. That's for sure.
That is good news. That's not a fun task.
No, it isn't. Let's see. People who use bleach are apparently putting themselves at greater risk of developing potential fatal lung diseases.
Okay, so it's about the cleaning products.
Yeah.
It's not about what's left in there being good for you.
You could interpret it data that way.
Interesting if it's... Only the bleach when you clean a toilet or bleach when you clean other things as
well? Bleach is not good. Have you ever cleaned a shower and then like you lock yourself in there a little bit? And then you get out and it's like...
isn't it like Clorox and ammonia is poisonous?
Yeah,
some people.
It.
Oh well, I'll put even get a cleaner and I'll put ammonia on top of this bleach
and it
makes a noxious gas.
Take
I think
out.
It was like they used it in World War I.
Oh
yeah,
like a poisonous gas. Oh well, you're biochemistry. Yeah,
yeah,
you know
you should know this.
Yeah,
you tell us about it, Kate.
Yes, I've heard that once or twice for sure. I do believe it's poisonous. That's all I can say on that.
Okay, well, we go out and live there, man.
Yeah. Everyone hire me.
Okie dokie. Well, what else we got going?
I've got a man balancing a running chainsaw on his chin for over 4 minutes.
That actually is a very impressive world record.
I think that's better than the tapping the balloons in the air for 4 minutes.
On his
chin.
They were
half full of helium.
Yeah.
We know
on his chin, and it's running.
So he must be in like a bridge-like position. Oh, he's running.
No.
Or the chainsaw's running.
No.
He's
just the chainsaw's running.
Oh, I see.
Both are running, actually.
He's in a race.
Yeah.
Wow, very impressive. And how do you discover that you're good at that?
Right? And do you start with it not running?
You must.
And then,
yeah.
You yeah.
must.
That's heavy.
And then you have it running without the chain on it. To get the vibration.
Because you think the vibration, I think, would mess you up.
So why was it invented, a chainsaw?
To saw things.
With a chain.
Okay. Maybe a little
more detail. Well, because to cut trees down for paper.
No.
Oh.
You are not going to believe why it was invented. Mm. It was to facilitate childbirth.
What?
No.
It was made to cut through the pubic bone.
What?
Of a woman
They must have upsized them since.
Yeah, I don't think it started out with an 8-foot logger pole.
Wow. Women are just...
I mean... Wow.
The world is not kind.
And then they took that and they were like, I don't think that'll work. Let's use it on a tree instead.
It works.
Yeah.
Huh.
Thanks, lady.
Wow. I have that a dinosaur leather bag was only worth $150,000 and not the $500,000 that this Paris auction wanted. So they took it out of the auction. But the bag is made out of leather that was made out of cells grown in a lab from a dinosaur.
Oh.
Wow.
Which
that's some Jurassic Park situation.
But so people did not want to spend $500,000 on it.
I feel like that's worth $500,000. Really? I mean, not as someone without, as someone who doesn't have $500,000.
I would endorse you paying for it.
I'm saying from a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Do they not believe the cells are real?
No, I think it's just like it's not real dinosaur cells because it's like clones.
Did they not see Jurassic Park?
I'm just saying, if someone's spending $2.6 million on a banana tuck taped to a wall.
That was like cryptocurrency or whatever.
Why can we not spend $500,000 on a dinosaur
And the bag was not that impressive to look at, I will say.
And you know bags.
Yes. Because yes, it was no beaded purse a la Hannah. But anyway, it was taken out of the auction, which I feel like if you bid $150,000, you should still get it if that's the highest bid.
Sure. Well, so, they do have minimum bids.
I don't know about auctions like that. Right? Yeah. I guess that's true.
So
yeah.
Where does it go? Like, here's your crappy bag.
Sorry. Nobody wanted it.
Take it back.
Okay, I got a model here who goes blind after tattooing her eyeball.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe it.
Contacts exist. I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tattooing like a color?
Yep.
Wow.
Trying to do the sclera, you know, the white portion of the eye.
Oh, to make it more
creepy looking, I guess.
Eek. I almost feel like it's like you had it coming.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
And there must have been 1,000 warnings about going blind.
Like the first needle in your eye. Yeah.
I'm shocked that a tattoo artist would do that.
I'm shocked she kept going after the first eye.
Well, I'm sure they were like, halfway through. You probably won't be able to see for 2 to 3 days.
Oh.
But then it'll come back.
And then
the tattoo was meant to have tinted her sclera, the white part of the eye, but instead went terribly wrong, causing pain. Ooh. And possible permanent.
Possible.
Oh, totally worth it.
She's fine.
She's fine. Wear a cute patch.
Double eye patch. I've got a bear climbing over a fence into a police parking lot in Colorado.
Got a lot of bear stories
because
today.
Bears are doing a lot out there. And my question is, do you think it knew it was the police parking lot?
Maybe it was going for help.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Of all the fences, it happened to end up at the police station. That's either really good luck or really like.
Yeah. No, they're going to turn themselves in.
Yeah, it was me. Like, I fell on that man.
That's right. I'm Smokey.
I'd like to report him.
So I don't get Smokey the Bear.
You don't get it?
I mean, I get the story. Like, they did find a bear in a
I didn't know
cub.
There was a story.
Yeah, there's a real cub that they found in a wildfire, and it survives, and it became a mascot.
Right.
Oh.
So, but now it's in jeans and a hat with a shovel. That's how it was presented.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Gotta cover him up. He's a kid.
How about some shoes?
Oh, no shoes.
No, he's grown now.
Oh, Smokey's grown up.
And he looks like RFK Jr., just jeans and no shoes. And he's got no thumbs, so why do you give him a shovel?
So he can kayak away.
All right.
Very good.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I like it. I think it gives him more character. And you know,
clearly he can't use it. He's got to be embarrassed.
He has got to be embarrassed. Yeah,
I got to walk through a fire in my bare feet.
Well, he's got like foot pads.
Oh, really?
It protects him.
Okay.
Well, and he's not walking through the fire because he's telling you about the fire danger, so there aren't forest fires.
Well, it's not working.
They're actually increasing. A Mexican mayor accused of faking a kidnapping to cover up $2.3 million in missing public money.
Ooh, that's tough.
Which I did read on because I was like, how are these two things connected?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get people to raise money for a ransom for herself.
Allegedly,
of course.
That makes sense to make up the money.
Yeah, so she used public funds and then wanted more public funds to pay her ransom to then put back into public funds.
Oh, yeah. It's just a nice circle.
Circle of life.
That's
like
true.
The water cycle.
Well, here's the headline. Judge rejects man's claim to be some sort of agricultural product. Yeah, I think that's fair. I can't remember any First Amendment laws that you are an agricultural product. No.
Did you read on?
No.
What is this about?
That one just stays there. Huh. Let that percolate.
Some sort of agricultural product.
Well, I mean, okay, you're...
I would be... like a raspberry,
probably.
A raspberry.
That's pretty. You got bugs crawling all around. Yeah. I'd want to be a carrot.
What?
Underground.
Underground. You're protected, but you've got that pretty hair. Oh! Sprouting out. Yeah. Mm.
You'd want to be a turnip.
Oh, you've got turnip
blood. Never bleed. Yeah. You can get blood out of it. Oh, a stone. I thought it was a turnip.
What?
What's this saying? You can't get blood out of a stone, not a turnip. Sorry.
That's you're just saying? You're just saying words.
I'm having a mild just stroke, that's all.
Piecing words together.
Poor raccoon got its head stuck in a glass jar and had to be rescued. Aww. It was serious. It couldn't breathe, apparently. Which I was kind of like, oh, you know when a cat gets its head stuck in something? Yeah. And it kind of was like running around crazy? That's what I was picturing. But sure. Apparently it was losing air quick.
Oh, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
Nine lives.
Raccoons?
Yeah. Oh, raccoons.
Yeah, this was a raccoon.
When you said cat, okay.
Well, I was comparing.
Oh. Raccoons, though.
And then what, you smash the bottle?
I don't know how they go. I would just
grab it by the body and just... I am not a fan of raccoons.
So you're going to let it die with its head in a jar?
No, but I
well, you put it on there.
I don't know that I would save it due to fear of rabies.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's fair.
I do think they all have rabies.
Mm-hmm. So who are you going to call?
Sorry, raccoon.
So I was driving around late. One night mm-hmm. on the island. The reason it's not important. I was delivering the beachcomber.
If you have to ask.
And I saw a raccoon without a tail.
Oh, like a lizard. You know those lizards that...
those furry lizards. Yeah.
No. You know like the lizards bear. That drop their tails when they're scared?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
I was imagining the dogs, that like the show dogs that don't have tails. Those are sad.
It looks like a koala. Koala bear. I'm like,
to pick that up.
Yeah.
At a certain age, they go, so like you can have them for a pet when they're young, but then no matter what, no matter how close you are with it, how much you have a bond, at a certain age, it will turn against you.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
Like children?
Yeah. Oh, teen years. You're just.
Yeah.
No.
It's,
which is sad because I feel like raccoons could be cute.
When I was younger, I was stalked by a raccoon. I would be walking in the yard and my parents would look out and there was always the same raccoon walking in the woods right next to me. So they had to bring me in for a few days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever think you were like a princess who could talk to animals?
Nah.
The raccoon whisperer.
Yeah.
Nose hair extensions are the next hot beauty trend.
I don't believe it.
I super disagree.
We just got for our dad for Father's Day a nose hair trimmer. Because he has reached that age.
I'm sure he'll enjoy everyone knowing.
Yep, he's pretty old.
It stops growing out the top of your head. And it comes out the ears and the nose.
Yeah.
I can't get on board with...
I don't believe it. I'm looking at that picture. I don't think it's real.
I think she's gorgeous. I would just like, what if you sneeze?
And the extensions...
Yeah.
So are they connected? They're connected to your pre-existing nose hair?
I think they are like extensions.
I think, Kate, they're so extensions.
Do they extend from your hair?
I think that's...
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Clearly.
I would pay negative
$1,000
for that.
Well, speaking of toilet seats and the danger therein, Texas Toilet Seat Art Museum for sale.
The whole museum?
That could be a bargain.
I don't think I would get into that business.
I would actually, if I was in a small Texas town with nothing to do, I would go to that museum.
Oh, you would go. You wouldn't buy it.
No. I would visit for $5.
Okay.
For the $1,000 I got paid to get the nose hair extensions, I would go.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. Clorox launched an online campaign to fund Smith, the buyer.
Oh.
So
the toilet seat buyer
taking care of their
Clorox
own.
Clorox is really very cool.
We've killed a lot of people, and now
if it's like a museum in terms of historical toilets or more decorated
like
toilets.
This is George Washington's.
You decorated your toilet seat. You've lacquered it and put on.
See, I do think historical toilets could be more cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What about a bit of both? like this was George Washington's toilet seat that we decorated.
I don't know that they had toilets back then.
Okay, sorry. Did they?
When was the toilet invented?
Well, it was John Crapper.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's got to be a joke.
No, it's That's where that comes from. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of crappy information around it. But the flush one was, I think, his John invention, Crapper. Where they had the tank up top.
Above the gravity of it all.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But but the outhouse, that's...
It's been around.
It's been around, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Merlin the duck? He's Mexico's World Cup mascot. They've got him in a little jersey. And he waddles cute. Around.
No.
Super cute.
Yeah. Very. I would look it up.
You gotta protect that duck at all costs.
Well, World Cup crowds, you could get trampled.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a little duck. How do you get a jersey? Is it custom made for the duck, do you think? Because it's got to be small. It's got to be to the duck's girth. Shape.
You think like the Aflac duck is like, look at this guy.
Yes. Oh my God.
I've been in the business for 20 years.
This can't be real.
Florida man sets himself on fire after Cowboys lose to Packers. Okay.
Really, really reasonable response.
Measured by Florida standards.
Yeah. Wait, Cowboys? That's not even a Texas team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really upset from a distance.
Wisconsin versus Texas. Set myself on fire.
Yeah.
Wow.
A gorilla arm washes up on the beach in Kilkee, Clare. Local dog warden left in charge of solving mystery.
Dog warden.
Only the arm was found.
That makes me think that a dog is the warden. Is what I'm picturing. It's like a dog detective.
There's definitely some shows about that, for sure.
Well, have you guys seen Widow's Bay?
No. Haven't even heard of it.
No! It's on right now! Everyone's talking about it.
Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show. Oh. Like the first 10 episodes are out.
What's it on?
Apple.
Oh, okay. I'll add it to my list.
And it is really funny and kind of dark humor.
Oh, good.
Is it about a dog warden?
Well, it's on an island.
Oh.
And I'm like, that sounds like... islandy kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
If you guys gorilla arm washes
found
up,
a gorilla arm, would you keep it? Are you displaying that like a fish on your wall?
Yeah, who would own
taxidermy
it?
Besides,
a gorilla clearly no longer wants it.
Where's the rest of the body, do you think?
Yeah.
Just other places.
Like, do you think it's all split up, or do you think it's a full body missing
you think
an arm?
The gorilla owed some money to somebody?
Ooh, yeah. He's like, take it.
What a thing. What a thing. Well, we got our feet, right? That wash up in the Puget Sound all the time, right?
True.
That's I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got...
Feet, no other limbs?
Well, they're in the shoe.
Oh.
And what they think is somebody drowns, and as it decomposes,
the shoe
floats.
Keeps it. Oh.
But before they kind of figure that out, they thought it was maybe a serial killer.
Yeah, was doing feet.
Yeah.
Oh, like a reverse foot fetish.
Well, he's maybe keeping
them. I don't need those.
The other one's a trophy. I don't need two.
Just the right for me. Interesting.
So I watched an interesting... You ever heard of Hannah Fry?
Nope.
No, I don't associate with other Hannahs.
They don't exist.
Yeah, it's just me.
She's this very interesting woman. Okay. She's a mathematician's PhD type from Cambridge.
You should know her, Kate. Yeah.
I don't do all that.
Red hair.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Great.
She did a couple of things like some documentaries on math, which sounds boring, but it's really interesting. Well, she did one today. I saw her podcast, and it's on feet.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Like how feet work.
Oh.
And it is not what you think.
Explained mathematically?
Not mathematically. Well, kind of. For instance, for 70 years, I thought the reason we have an arch in our foot, you know, the forward arch, is to keep it stiff while we push off from the earth.
Okay.
Right? When we're stepping. But it's the arch between the big toe and the little toe that keeps it stiff. And the example she used was like you eat a piece of pizza, you know, and it just flops down, right? But you arch it, you squeeze it, and now it's stiff.
That's blown my mind. Wow.
And that's what your foot does.
So I wonder what the big arch is for.
They said it's about 25% of
So it's both.
It's both, but but everyone thought it was all the arch that we think.
But
not
it's
the arch.
Pizza arch.
Pizza arch, yes.
Well, aren't we evolving to not have a pinky toe? Did I make that up?
Are
is that
we?
True?
No, you did not, because what they figured out was when we started wearing shoes.
Oh, we don't need our
pinky
toe.
Because the pinky toe used to be much bigger than it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of size?
Yeah.
About
not like
25,000 25,000
people used
years
to talk
ago.
About pinky toes all the time.
But we were wearing clothes before we were wearing shoes.
That makes sense. Yeah. You want to feel the earth.
I mean, it's like Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. We're doing the inverse. I like that I have a pinky toe.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and it matches your pinky finger.
It does, yeah. But if you had, if you didn't have it, then you'd look like a cartoon character. They all have four digits.
Mm-hmm. Three, I mean, or four,
like the
yeah.
Simpsons.
10 fingers and only 8 toes. Ooh.
Well, so you there can, are you some count people up to who 18. Have 8 toes. We shouldn't.
Oh,
you could count up to 18, not 20.
Oh yeah, you couldn't count anymore.
Not up to 20.
Mm-mm. It's the only way I know how. Wow.
Well, when's it going to be gone?
Like, I don't know. Probably not in our lifetime. I'd
say. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking certainly not in. Oh, like I gotcha.
Should I get more toenail polish if I'm only going to need for 8 now?
Yeah.
Oh, toe shoes are going to be that whole industry. You like vintage toe shoes?
Whoa.
With 5 toes as opposed to 4.
In, like you'd stuff it.
Oh, yeah. The first people who have 4 toes are going to be.
Okay. Well, how much time we got?
30 seconds.
Looking at 4 minutes.
Oh.
4 minutes.
I mean, I ran out.
I'm me too.
In restaurant bowl.
Sorry, you've been
okay,
blocked.
Well, I've been blocked, so we're not reading that story. Well, have you ever heard this? What people... women do with the placenta of their child.
Eat it. Put it in smoothies.
Okay.
It's really good for you.
Eating placenta makes you a cannibal.
Oh, I disagree. I mean, I guess technically. But if it's your own, is it cannibalism if there's consent?
Like eat your own hand?
Well, you know about
it's
like...
It's auto-cannibalism. Right.
You know what I've always wanted to try? They say... No.
Your own hand.
Yes, apparently you can bite your finger off with the force of eating a carrot.
Oh, I have heard that.
But you don't do it because your mind will stop you. But your finger's only as strong as a carrot.
Is that right?
I think my fingers
are
stronger.
And you want to be a carrot.
Okay. Whoa!
That's freaky.
But yeah, is that cannibalism?
I mean, technically, yes. But it's fine. I do think it's weird when the husband eats it.
What is the purpose of the placenta?
And or partner. It makes sense only to me if the person who the placenta belongs to eats it.
Okay.
I don't think anyone else should.
Well, don't they have all this growing, like, placenta, you know, vitamins and things like that? Isn't that
probably
like a burgeoning industry?
Yeah.
What's all that? Then you're eating someone else's?
Yeah. And you know, it's powder. And they said, the nutrients.
That's weird.
But here's, what does a placenta do? Well, one of the things is catch all the bad stuff that doesn't get to the baby.
Oh.
That's its purpose.
But it's like how, you know, you want a little bit of germs, so you're, like, strong against the bigger germs.
Once you're outside, that'll be taken care of. There's a lot of germs out there.
Huh. Well,
I remember I had a girlfriend and we buried it in her
placenta.
Backyard. Yeah. It was in her freezer for years. And she said,
finally was like, okay.
You're my guy.
It's time.
Dig a hole.
Was it like a funeral service or?
I don't know.
Just like you look like you can dig a hole.
Yeah. I was a hole digger. Yeah. I said a few words. I mean, it was weird.
Yeah. I agree.
Hmm. All right.
Well, on that
note. We got 1 minute. Yeah, make me laugh.
Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, go. I'm all out for the day, I think.
Yeah, we good?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm out of stories.
I used up all my laughs.
Well, thank you
both.
Well,
when are we going to be back?
Pardon me?
I feel like it's probably going to be the Hannah and Kate show next time. You don't
need to.
You know, I'll be outside.
Show us how to use the equipment.
Just look in, scratch it.
You can set a timer to come back.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Vashon.
Thank you, Vashon.
Thank you, Vashon.
All right. All right. I'll edit all that.
Do you know how to turn it off?
And then we do that.